Now, I've got Pat Boyle from Fingal County Council on the line, and we're going to talk about the EU funding for Swords Castle Cultural Quarter. Good afternoon, Pat.
Good afternoon, Pat. How are you?
Thanks for taking the call. Your colleague Fionnuala, Tony, you're one of the architects on the project. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, I'm one of the senior architects here in Fingal working on the project with Fionnuala May, who's the county architect.
Yeah.
And we've been involved in it now for some time, and it's great to get this news about the grant.
Yeah, it's 1 point. It's
1.47 million from the European Regional Development Fund, and that will be matched by Fingal County Council. So the budget is 3 million in total.
Yeah, quite a tidy sum of money, Pat, isn't it?
Indeed, indeed. Now, it will help greatly in the redevelopment of Swords and the urban centre of Swords, and that is very much driven by our chief executive and very much supported by the councillors in the area. Because it has been informed over the last number of years, there has been a Swords Cultural Quarter Master Plan drawn up and a conservation plan for Swords Castle itself. And they have informed and are the basis for the application for the grant and the projects that are planned. And that went to a community. It went through a public consultation process, particularly the master plan proposal for a cultural quarter, which is really about creating something as a counterpoint to the kind of pavilions, shopping centre. There's really no civic space in Swords itself, and the castle is a very prominent feature in Swords and has been probably underused and underutilised, but it presents a very unique opportunity to do something very exciting at the end of Main Street.
Yeah, well, work has been ongoing on the castle for quite a number of years now, and
absolutely, yes.
Yeah, in my capacity, for several years, presenting the Living History series, we included Swords Castle in the programme a few times. Went down there interviewed a lot of people and had a quick look around the castle, and it's always struck me, Pat, as being a work in progress, incomplete. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it is a national monument and it is a protected structure.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of unknowns about the castle itself. We know it has a more than 500-year history, and it's been there. But any work on the castle is subject to rigorous assessment because it's a national monument. It has to get ministerial consent and approval.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of archaeology even still unresolved in the castle, and that has been we're slowly getting there in terms of, like, last year there was a community archaeological dig undertaken by our heritage office, and they it was over 100 volunteers were on site for a number of weeks, just trying to piece together the history of the castle, so that all that informs the future works that we were now proposing. The works undertaken in the 90s and 2000s, they were undertaken by under a FOSS training scheme. So a lot of reconstruction was done on a number of buildings, and now they're visitable by the public. The castle is open to the public since last year, and is available. You can take a self-guided tour there. And the castle is now in use for events, which it hadn't been up to last year. Fingal Tourism have an office in the castle. People can come in, do a tour, get information. And it has also been open for particular events throughout the year. It's been used as a film set late last year for a week. It was used for a Halloween festival, and it is, I think, for the people of Swords are getting to see more of the castle and understand more of it, and that this project will hopefully further that knowledge of the understanding that people have, and their pride in the castle.
Lovely. Okay, Pat, I know that the castle is the main focus of everything, but if we can just broaden our little interview out for a little bit with regard to the cultural quarter. I noticed that some of the derelict buildings on North Street, which block access around the castle, are going to be redeveloped to provide public facilities. What? Tell us a little bit about this aspect of it.
Okay. Well, there are a number of... two terraces of... along North Street, maybe about seven buildings in total, that really have been derelict for a number of years now and are owned by the council, and they back onto the eastern wall of the castle. And they block a view of the castle from the eastern side, and removing them will bring the castle make it much more prominent in Swords. It will also allow the development of a bigger public space in front of the castle, which is part of these proposed works.
Yeah.
But the new building is also required to act as an information point for tourists to the area, and on information on the castle itself, and to help with the management of functions or events in the castle. At the moment there's no real place for that to be within the castle itself. So it will allow the public get a much better tourist experience when they come to visit the castle. And understanding the its significance of the castle. It will also, Fingal Tourism hopefully will have an office in there. There will be a pedestrian route along the eastern wall of the castle, which will be really a continuation of the main street in Swords, linking onto North Street. So it should be a very active, interesting development. I'm very excited by it.
Okay. I meant to ask a question, Pat, with regard to events in Swords Castle. It's not available to people who want to host wedding banquets in the banqueting hall or anything like that. Is it for hire?
It depends. We are restricted at the moment on numbers because of fire safety issues. But these works will hopefully address that. The castle, the chapel in the castle is available for smaller groups, and has been used by community groups for meetings and so on. But we have been limited by numbers. In bringing bigger numbers in.
Yeah, well, that's
that kind of has not lent itself to weddings to date.
Okay, but that might change in the future, I suppose. Yeah.
We're working towards that, and making the whole complex more accessible to everyone for such events.
Okay, well, I'd just like to say to you,